Also, the earlier slot, Eileen and the In-Betweens. But you don't have to wait for July 10th. You don't even have to wait till next week at the launch pad. You can actually hear them right here, right now. They came by the studio this week, all five of them plus a baby, to lay down brand new music. This is the second time. We are so privileged, really. This is the second time that we've been able to bring the full band of Eileen and the In-Betweens up here to lay down music that a lot of people haven't even heard. Music that's still being written, music they're still learning, music that you get it first. And it's valuable even if it's old music, but when it's brand new and when it is as timely as this, you know you're in for something special. So let's waste no time. There's an extended conversation with Eileen Shaughnessy. I'll drop into the middle of the session, but let's go right to it with Roman Garcia behind the console and editing. The band are Eileen Shaughnessy on vocals, guitar, and banjo, Lazarus Letcher on viola and vocals, Colin Bio on bass, pedal steel, and vocals, Jackie Chacon on drums and percussion, Stephanie Grainer on vocals and percussion, and as the fifth Beatle, the quietest baby in the world, Moon. So let's go in and let's pick this up. I'm going to juggle the order of songs, so when she says next, it's the first one. Let's go right now to Eileen and the In-Betweens, recorded live in Studio A.
All right, this next song is called Get Quiet, and it's about the power of silence and meditation, especially in our chaotic world. It's been a healing thing in my life, and yeah, that's what it's about.
Get quiet, settle in. This body's the only one we get to travel in. You've been so worried and overwhelmed. The mountains have been speaking to you, but you can't tell. So get quiet, be still. The cup that you thought was empty soon will fill. Trouble comes your way. to travel in.
All right. Well, this next song is called We'll Be All Right. And the story behind it is that it was inspired by something that happens in nature where buffalo, if they're scattered in a field and a storm is approaching them from one direction, the buffalo will come together as a group and they'll run directly into and through the storm together as a group. And I find this image to be very inspiring, especially right now with all that we are facing as a human family.
What if I were the cloud that carried water to you in the drought? What if I were the hand reaching out in unfamiliar land? Though they may bury us deep inside the earth, realize our true nature. We've been seeds since before birth. We'll be all right. We'll be all right. We'll be all right. We'll be all right. Be all right. I'll follow the buffalo right to the store where miracles are born. I'll follow the buffalo right to the store where miracles are born. Da 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 da. No, it won't be easy. Yes, you'll lose the light. We all will make mistakes, love, but let's stay in the fight. We'll be all right. We'll be all right. We'll be all right. We've been seeds since before birth. We'll be all right. We'll be all right. We'll be all right. We'll be all right. Be all right.
All right, this next song is called Keep Your Head Up. And I wrote it for my best friend, who is a woman of color, who's had to deal with a lot of things in this world. And I want to dedicate it to the strength and resiliency of women of color.
Eileen Shaughnessy, early on in tonight's session, you introduce a song called "Get Quiet," and you talk in the introduction about how important meditation is and to feel centered and to hold on to the things you need to hold on to and let go of the things you don't hold on to. The calm heart. And then you start playing these funk figures on the guitar to get into the song. And I think maybe it's not the most jumpy rhythmic piece we're hearing tonight, but it's just about. This points to one of the things that you seem to always bring is you bring this tension between hope and despair, or defiance and embracing. But also, you know, when usually people say get quiet, we're going to ambient country, and you do not. So can you take us in a little bit about how that particular one emerged?
Yeah. I'm impressed with your observations about that tension, because I feel like I live in that place, and it's an in-between place, if you will, the liminal space between, hope and despair and dark and light and, you know, all of that sort of the grayness. I love that space. So I don't know, I'm a longtime meditator, and in the work that I do and, the music that I play, I find that it actually emerges from silence. You know, I have this long time practice, and this past fall I went out to Pecos and to a monastery out there by myself, and I just took a couple days and, you know, really got into the silence, and that song kind of just emerged from that place. And, you know, that kind of happens when I get to a place of stillness, things kind of, it clears the way, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Am I correct that there's a more sort of muscular rhythmic element to some of these new songs? I mean, you had that train song. You've had other songs that were like practically dance songs, but
yeah,
I'm sort of hearing that I'm hearing little echoes of maybe blues shuffles and other forms.
Mm-hmm.
What have you been listening to musically?
Well, again, great ear, Matthew. Thank you for picking up on that. I mean, rhythm is something that's probably the most important musical element to me. I actually started as a drummer, so it was my first instrument. It's my first love. And, you know, the first band I was in, I was the drummer. And so I think it really influences the way that I play guitar and pretty much every other instrument. Mm-hmm. So rhythm is a big part of where I'm going, and I think I don't know. I want to dance.
Yeah,
and I want other people to.
Well, when you last came here, the audience has heard. It's about a year and a half ago. It was the turn of 2017, as I recall, and things were very uncertain, and you were musically gritting your teeth. But also putting on your war paint a little bit, as was the entire band,
right?
As I recall,
a year
and a half, almost 2 years have passed since then,
and
in between, Eileen and the In-Betweens took this epic journey to the West.
That's true.
That those of us who were reading your blogs and stuff were just, you know, it was a novel. It was a little novel that was taking place. I can't imagine you came back from that without songs. I'm not sure we're hearing any tonight, but what did you come back with that individually and maybe as a group? Because the core was on the road with you.
Exactly. A year ago now, we were on the road and this over month-long tour up the West Coast and through part of Canada and then down through the Midwest. And yeah, it was full of adventure and hijinks and, you know, and we definitely were going in response to kind of the political climate and all of what was happening. Yeah.
And the groups that were putting you up,
yes,
you were always talking about, you weren't like going to the Motel 6 and playing a bar. Although maybe you did once, but most of the time you were going to communities that were sort of opening themselves up for you, and you were providing music and they were providing sort of space.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so we were playing places, you know, that were connected with different social justice and environmental justice issues. So we connected with a group called Surge, which is showing up for racial justice in Oregon. And we did kind of like a benefit show for them. We played a feminist sex shop in Oakland that does activism around LGBTQ issues. We played a farm, you know, that's doing sustainability types of things. So, yeah, we were definitely trying to kind of span a lot of, or rather, we were trying to put our finger on the pulse, I guess, of what's happening right now on this land and on Turtle Island, kind of in response to, you know, what we're seeing stirring in terms of the political climate, like I said. So what was interesting, though, was in Canada, you know, a lot of folks, in some ways, we were getting more of a kind of enthusiastic response at shows there because people were saying, we're so glad to see Americans responding to what we see as fascism happening, right? Mm-hmm. With art and music and joyous resistance.
Right.
So that was the
All right,
this next song is brand new, and it's called This Is How We Show Our Love. And the background to this song is that my friend Christine Lowry, she lives on Laguna Pueblo, right next to one of the world's largest uranium mines. She asked me to write a song that was expressing how doing activism, especially work around nuclear issues, is a expression of love. And so that's what the song is about.
Long ago, arrogant men decided to split the atom. And ever since, we've been tasked to put it back together again. Balance disrupted must be restored, piece by piece, floor by floor. Beauty walks in many forms. She moves slow, her hands are warm. When the clouds cast shadows on the land, this is how they show their love. When the buffalo move as one, this is how they show their love. When the caterpillar moves so slow, this is how she shows her love. When we sing and we march together, this is how we show our love. Grandmothers link their arms. This is how they show their love. When we say no more poison power, this is how we show our love. When we say no more wars, no more weapons, this is how we show our love. When we say no more separating families, this is how we show our love. Must be restored, piece by piece, floor by floor. clouds cast shadows on the land. This is how they show their love. When the sunflowers filter our toxins, this is how they show their love. When we link our arms together, this is how we show our love. When we put the atom back together, this is how we show our love.
All right, this song is called Wide Open Skies, and it's about love and the world, among other things. Candles, I burned a letter, I slept beneath a shivering star. You don't belong to me, you belong to the sea. And I don't belong to you, I belong to the sky. It's wide open skies, it's wide open skies that I belong to.
And slightly abrupt ending there. That is our session with Eileen and the In-Betweens, recorded by Roman Garcia on the 21st of this month, just Thursday, in Studio A. Eileen Shaughnessy, vocals, guitar, banjo. Lazarus Letcher, viola and vocals. Colin Bayo, bass, pedal steel, vocals. Jackie Chacon, drums and percussion. Stephanie Grainer, vocals. And Moon as fifth Beatle. At 2 weeks old, the quietest infant I've come across in a long, long while. Eileen, either solo or with the In-Betweens, will be in performance at a number of places. Thursday night, Girl Fight at Moonlight Lounge, downtown Albuquerque, the 28th at 8 p.m. Then the full In-Betweens band, along with Red Light Cameras, Glitter Vomit, and Sun June, a night of raucous dancing and fun music. Sun June come in from Austin. The others are local. At the launch pad, 9 o'clock on the 29th. And with this band here, you're hearing in the background, the collaboration between Wagogo and Eileen in the In-Between. That's coming on the 10th of July at the Santa Fe Bandstand. Eileen in the In-Betweens first, followed by Wagogo. But who knows, they might come together on stage to do something a little bit like this. We'll be back next week. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Route 66 coming up next.